This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In California, a tight state budget has led to, among other things, a reduction in visiting time at state prisons. For Youth Radio's Cassandra Gonzalez, that means her baby gets less time with her father.
Ever since I was a little girl, I promised myself I would finish college before I had a baby. That didn't happen. I also swore I would find a good loving father who would be around for my baby. That didn't happen either.
Hello?
Have a collect call from
Johnny.
That's my baby's dad. He's calling from LA County Jail, and I recorded him on a lo-fi cassette deck, so it might sound kind of scratchy.
Go ahead with your call.
Sure, ma'am.
It's about time.
I met Johnny when I was 11. He was my brother's friend. I had run into him on and off when we were kids. Then suddenly he disappeared. I heard he got busted for robbery and ended up at Pelican Bay, the maximum security prison. When he was released, I met up with him again.
I ended up getting busted, so now I'm here paying for my mistakes and stuff.
Looks like I'm paying for his mistakes, too. When I found out I was pregnant, I was shocked because the doctor told me I couldn't have kids. My first reaction was to cry. I was scared. Abortion crossed my mind, but there was no way I could bring myself to do it. At least Johnny didn't say, "It ain't mine," like some guys do. He had to go back to jail when I was 5 months pregnant, so he couldn't even be there when our 9-pound baby girl arrived on August 31st at 4:58 in the morning.
Perfect, perfect. You're doing it, Cassandra.
I named her Savannah. I felt blessed, but at the same time, I felt like just another statistic, like a chapter in that all-too-common story. Boy meets girl, girl gets pregnant, boy gets busted, baby has no dad.
You can walk and get the pass when you hear the name called any time.
I take Savannah a week after she's born to visit her father for the first time. The Los Angeles County Jail is loud and dirty. The crowded visiting room sounds like a flock of baying sheep. Everyone here has a story. Everyone wants to know my story. The other visitors stare at me when I step into the line for protected custody felons, homosexuals, and high-profile inmates waiting for Johnny's name to be called. The line can take anywhere from 2 to 9 hours, and even after the wait, you're never guaranteed a visit and might have to come back another day.
Beyond Cunningham, John Valdez.
My heart is racing by the time I approach the window, thinking, this is how Johnny gets to meet his daughter for the very first time. I watch his lonely eyes admire her through a thick glass window. I pick up the telephone, and he tells me, I want to go home with you guys. I want to carry her. I wish I could smell her. But sometimes I get frustrated because he's not here to help me when I don't sleep all night, because I'm up with the baby and I have homework to do and class the next morning. It's not fair that I have to do it all alone and that Savannah doesn't have her daddy because of his stupidity. But I'm still young and I have priorities now. Savannah is number one. For now, we'll have to be a family the only way we can, on the occasional visit, in letters, and on the phone.
All right, love you, baby. Goodbye.
He gets on my nerves, but he's Savannah's dad, so I love him.
Cassandra Gonzalez comes to us by way of Youth Radio.